Crowded House, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. We are giving you the chance to have your rates paid back. I'm going to draw that on Friday's breakfast show. Get by your phone. We're going to do that very soon, actually. Heading for our top today, 29 degrees, 26 Brampton Island, and 25 degrees in Serena this Monday morning.
You know what? It's time to learn something new. Right.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Did you know? Dave gives us some morsels of information that you probably didn't know about. Chances are you probably did, but we're just rehashing it each Monday morning here on Triple M.
I only just found out this on Thursday of last week. Mm-hmm. Delveen Delaney, wonderful actress.
Yeah.
She was on the Young Doctors. I think she was on Sale of the Century as well as the Paul Hogan Show. She marriage dropped from the Paul Hogan Show.
Exactly right.
She's actually a Mackayite. She was born in Mackay.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask.
All right.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
The only reason I know that is because we did a segment on the air a few years ago about people who are famous, whether it's sporting or whatever, hailed from Mackay.
Right.
And Whit Sundays.
Was I away that day, was I?
No, you were here.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, paper.
Just like most things, like a week later you forget. That's what the issue is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
The joke, why did the chicken cross the road? What's the answer?
To get to the other side.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
The chicken needs to get to the other side.
I thought that too. It actually means the chicken died and went to the other side. The other side.
The chicken crossed the... Why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, it got run over, so it died.
Get to the other side.
Yeah, to get to the other side.
So it wanted to get to the other side, so it...
Yeah, it wanted to see the light, so to speak. You know? So in other words, it went to the chicken slaughterhouse or something like that.
Way to lift people's spirits this morning.
Guess what? Wow.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Number three.
Okay. Let's go with McDonald's. Years ago in the States, okay?
Mm.
They actually created bubblegum-flavoured broccoli to try and get kids to eat healthy. Did you know that?
Bubblegum-flavoured broccoli?
Yes.
McDonald's created that.
McDonald's created bubblegum-flavoured broccoli. To try and get kids to eat healthy.
I don't know if that's going to be on the menu anytime soon, though, is it?
What, the bubblegum or the broccoli?
Both. Oh, right. McDonald's. You're not finding that there, are you?
Not bubblegum, no.
Is that the last of them?
Well, I can go one more real
Listen
quick.
To this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Nothing's jumped out yet.
Okay. Do you like coriander?
Who likes coriander? Please.
Well, I do. I love the stuff. I can have it in just about everything. Soups, stews.
No.
Curries and
it's
everything
too
else.
Strong.
What does it taste like to you?
Am I allowed to say?
Shit. Yeah. No. What does it taste like?
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Herby or whatever.
Yeah, it's very herby, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's some people in the world that actually have a gene that makes it taste like soap, and that's why they don't like it.
What?
Coriander tastes like soap to some people.
Do you know what, you know rock melon?
Yeah.
Rock melon tastes like perfume to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like you eat it and it feels like I'm eating a mouthful of like perfume.
So you've got a stray gene as well?
Yeah, probably.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go.
I won't eat rock melon half the time because it tastes like perfume. So maybe that's the same sort of thing as the people who eat coriander, it tastes like soap.
Quite possibly. Maybe they grind up the coriander and start washing their hands with it or something. I don't know. But it just apparently tastes like soap to them.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
This week, I could probably give you about 5 out of 10.
Oh, that last one was good.
Give me 4 out of 10, actually. Oh. I just revised my score.
Right.
Don't be back next Monday. Heading for our top today, 29, 25 degrees in Proserpine right now.